Blog Talk Radio.
Move out on the double and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
Thank you. Brand new banger.
We'll be right back.
calls from the request line. Call. Let's take some calls from the request line. Call. Let's take some calls from the request line. Call. Let's take some calls from the request line. Call.
Like Janelle, you know me, ain't my homie to begin with. There's too many ends to be. Probably that my friend hit bitch. some life and take control. Even these Christ forsake my soul. Leave something with price to pay to make it whole. Take control. I'm making dope, but not enough to blow. J.O.'s, they lost my flow, but they yo. I don't trust a soul. That's all I know we need to. These evil streets to meet you halfway and eat you. Alive trying to survive illegal. I leave you lost, mount you on the cross. Rip you like a horse, sacrifice your life.
Brand new banger. You're jamming with the King. Exclusive hot new mix.
imagine it never happened. Imagine no rapping. Imagine niggas trapped.
Watch Me Work, featuring Stacey G. Playing all over the world right now. Las Vegas, Florida, Connecticut, Ohio, Georgia, Mississippi, Louisiana, and more.
Step in and stay tight. You see as a piece and addictive as a bass pipe. Getting money in the late night. Making moves in the streets real smooth when it ain't right. Keep my eyes on the pace.
Trillium Monroe. Trillium Monroe. Streaming right now on all platforms. He's working.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades. specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, why it up when you can, when you can,
The hip hop lives. You ready, homie? Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right here.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Oh, yeah, True West Radio. It's your man, DJ Headlove, in the building tonight. Getting it in on Throwback Thursday. I got Buddha Ali in the house and Tria Monroe. What's up? What's up? What's up, world?
Hey, yo.
Hey, hey, hey. We'll go down.
Hey. What's up, Buddha? No, Buddha be at work calling.
You know, he got to set up his system.
Hell, today, it's tomorrow. I was finna say something. Tomorrow is the day. You got one more day. You supposed to be ready. Ooh, to you got
I'm going to tell you what's so bad.
I don't want to hear.
Huh?
What?
I did it, but I'm not satisfied with it. So I'm going to have to take me a little bit more time. I erased everything.
That's why I say you got time with it.
Yeah, I did. But, you know, I felt like I could finish it by tomorrow. I still believe I can, but, you know. I just wanted to retract my regret from what I did. I thought about something. Maybe. Like, you know how you think about something and you do something, but then you think about something else and you want to do that?
Yeah, that's what you did. You just, when I do that, you got to combine both of them. Like, combine both of them one, and it's going to be bomb.
Because on one of my songs, some like, Big Mo type shit.
Mm-hmm.
On the other one, I kind of did a little Heavy Love type style rap. You know what I'm saying? So I try to put two paws in the peas and make something go together. I don't know. I might make it work. I might. I'm just thinking. I got those two that I'm going back over. I'm trying to pick which one is the better sound. That's not really what I'm trying to do. Which one I'm not going to be embarrassed to play on the truth.
As long as you like it, I would. What's up? What's up, Chris?
What the business here? I'm stuck in limbo. I'm watching the Lakers and listening to y'all at the same time.
Oh my, Lakers playing tonight.
Yep. It's the playoffs, baby.
I missed it. They gave me 1 week for $59. That was it.
God damn, you only played $59 for 1 week?
I paid. I thought I was getting a month watch, but they cut me off for the week, and then sent me a $59.99 bill. I fuck y'all.
I ain't mad at you.
I challenged LeBron on the basketball court. We'll go to the park.
I didn't say we gonna go to the park.
We'll go to the park. I still think I can hope that dude.
Well, nigga, you better
put up
on them.
He just got more wind than me.
Put put one of them little basketball hoops behind your door, nigga, and shoot from the bed.
Say that nigga don't know I'm good with that thing. I'm good with the rock, boy. I just see my wheelchair burn threes all day. He ain't got to move. I ain't got to lean with the shirt, baby. Wrist action. One hand. We'll sit there and shoot them all day.
I hear you. I definitely hear you.
But you ain't never say how your daughter was doing.
Oh, she doing better. You know, she gangster, so she off. She bounced back.
She got her place to set?
Yeah. Yeah, she ain't going, mm-mm. She, that's one thing about her. She ain't, you know, she ain't, mm-mm. She don't stop. She keep going. She keep going.
I feel it.
Yeah, she just a little me. She more a little me than my son is.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You know, but she do a lot of different shit than my son. She more confident. I can't say confident. She more, I ain't gonna let nothing stop me type of motherfucker.
Yeah.
My son, he'll get discouraged and be like, oh, Dad. Nah, she don't do that. She's like, we gonna work it out. I'm gonna work it out.
Say she gangster.
Yeah, she gangster for real. Hell, even my son said it. He was like, man, my sister's so gangster. I'm like, yeah, I know. Shit.
Yeah.
Gangster. Hell, you didn't play no throwback.
Huh?
I said, you didn't play no throwbacks on Throwback Thursday.
Wait a minute. All them songs you heard in that mix is old school.
Okay. I'm sorry.
All them songs you heard in that mix was old school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got some more old school coming.
Baby, I came in too late. I probably came in too late.
If you call they
not old. They old to us. It ain't old to her because she ain't heard them.
Oh, okay. Oh, she wasn't around during that time?
Nah, she wasn't around doing all that old shit we got. It's 1,000 songs on that motherfucker that's old as hell.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get it. I got some more coming. You know? Mm-hmm. Some old submission.
When I go and look at that damn playlist.
Yeah.
That shit is, that's a whole lot of fucking songs on there, bro.
That bitch deep.
But see, I mean, hell, for 7 years, it should be that deep.
That bitch deep.
Yeah.
And you know what? And the good thing about it is all 7 years of old music that we can play at any time as new music.
Yep, motherfuckers can grab. We could grab all them songs and make all kind of goddamn albums and shit.
Hell yeah. We have some motherfuckers.
We have 1,000 albums fucking around with all them damn songs because every time I go and load up a song, I be like, well, goddamn, there's a lot of songs on here. That's why I start putting them zeros and ones and all of that shit in front of them, so I know what the newest ones would be. Versus just putting a name on it and have to go find it. So I put zero in quotations, then I put the name of the song, so it'll be closer to the top. If you done put something with a Z on the end, nigga, you got to go all the way to the bottom, even though you could just go to the search.
Yeah, but
it's a gang of songs on there.
Yeah.
You feeling so good when you make it home?
That's even gonna be more on that motherfucker soon.
Yeah.
I got this that one chick I was telling Trudy about. Her name is Lady Hustle.
Mm-hmm.
She wanna get on the show, but she got Metro PCS. She said, "I be calling the show and I can't get through. I don't know what the hell's going on." And I said, "You got Metro." I said, "You got Metro PCS, don't you?" She said, "Yep." I said, "That's why."
Yep.
Niggas with Metro PCS can't get through.
Why is that?
I don't know. That's crazy because JoJo had Metro PCS, and that nigga called the show all the time.
Yeah.
Him and that nigga PP.
Do we give him like a roaming fee or?
I don't know. They was trying to say that they had to pay for it, but the motherfuckers was calling the show. Everybody who had Metro PCS was calling the show. Then all of a sudden, they couldn't call the show no more.
Yeah.
So JoJo was like, fuck that. I can't call the show. That nigga went and got his service changed.
Go on if they got anything to do with when they put them 5G towers up. Try to change a lot. Metro PCS, I want to do is go up to 5G.
Well, I mean, hell, there's motherfuckers in the 323 area code, and we got a 323 number. They should be able to get through.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then every time a motherfucker called, one of my other niggas, he called the place, and he was like, I don't know, it must be the radio station that you called. I'm like, them motherfuckers ain't getting ready to try to block people from calling. Motherfuckers
right.
call from Africa. How the hell the motherfucker can't call from South Central? That don't make
right.
no sense. Yeah, so. Yeah, it's crazy. But, my nigga was trying to call, and he was like, bro, I can't even get through. The Metro PCS. Yup. And I think before JoJo changed his carrier, I think he called him and they did something to where he started calling, but he was like, this is bullshit, so he changed his carrier anyway.
Yeah. I think he would let him call in, but he kept kicking him out.
Yeah, he kept on getting kicked out. That's what it was. So, no. I remember that. He said, he keep on kicking me out. Hell yeah. Oh man, I had to do a gang of motherfucking work. I could get back to kind of regular semi life shit tomorrow. You know that fucking first of the month should be fucked up to me.
What day is today?
The day is the
4th.
Yeah. I still got a couple of more bills I got to pay, and I got to make sure I get this goddamn radio station bill paid so we can keep it going. But I'll be all right. I'm going to be all right. But yeah, shit. I hate this time of month. Huh?
You said Buddha? Who all online? Buddha too?
Yeah, Buddha. Yep. Me, you, and Buddha. And
Snacks. Yeah, he on there somewhere. Doing something.
He'll be
through. Hello. There you go.
True West Radio, buddy? What's happening?
What up, brother?
Oh, man. Just listening to the show, man. Everybody sounding good, man. Everything looking good, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, sir. Try to make it look good. Try to make it sound good. Yes, sir.
Well, you know, we get ready for this. We get ready to get this 30-minute show on that broadcast. We're going to have some revenue coming in.
That's what's up.
We're going to have sponsors and all that.
That's what's up right there.
All right, sponsors are in the pocket.
Yeah, everybody, I was trying to get them motherfuckers, all them motherfuckers start bullshitting. We had one sponsor for about 5 months. That was it. Yep. Everybody else around this motherfucker's bullshit. Ain't nobody come to this tour. So every time somebody came to the studio, I'd be like, hell, man, I heard y'all on the radio. Yep. Even though them motherfuckers ain't heard shit. Every time niggas went to the store, oh, man, tell them you heard it on True West Radio. That was it. He was like, man, I don't think I can play that again next month. I was like, all right, shit. It's all good. Mm-hmm.
We'll probably, what it'll do, we'll do it, we'll do it like we're chopping it up. We'll do a topic, review of artists, and be out of there, that type of thing. It won't be too long, just enough to get the wheels wet on everything else.
Yep.
That we all doing.
Yeah, cause that's what Scotty's trying to do the same thing. He got something called Scotty's World that we're getting ready to start working on.
Yeah. Dang, it's definitely Scotty's World.
Mhm. Yeah, it's gonna be talking about a gang of hip hop and all of that stuff, old school shit, new school shit, all that type of stuff. So we're trying to get all that stuff together too. So, woo, shit.
We'll be live and raw, but we'll be half scripted to keep everything in line with the production company.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know a lot of, we're going to do some live stuff, but a lot of stuff we're going to pre-record. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to let everybody know what day we're going to pre-record it so everybody can be on there. Yeah, so.
This different than True West?
Yeah, it's going to be, it's just a podcast, so it ain't going to really be, you know, like we play a lot of music like we do on here. It's going to be more talking, than anything. You know, talking to people and all of that stuff. This nigga on a commercial, got that nigga Kyle away for a pair of goddamn Levi's. Ain't that a bitch?
He did what now?
This nigga had a cow, and he was walking the cow, and the nigga seen this nigga with some Levi's on. So the nigga pulled his pants off, and they traded. He gave that nigga the cow for the Levi's. I'm like, what the fuck? Nigga, you know you could have sold that cow and got you a 100 pair of Levi's.
Wasn't them Levi's dirty? I think I seen the commercial.
Yeah, they looked like they was dirty, had holes in them and shit. But it looked like they was in the country, so he probably ain't had no store he could go and get none from. Oh, yeah, shit. Oh, God.
Good, everybody.
Huh?
Above the ground, everybody above the ground, and we all just feel one band, one sound.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. It's been a long ass day for some reason. Ah, shit. Maybe because I've been working since 5 this damn morning.
Dude, if I was you, I'd be putting some doggone. Like, having some contrast beats, having people, you know, put down the pauses, like, because it do be costing you, you know, time and, you know, money when you do be working on the project.
Well, I mean, it wasn't even about no music. I was doing graphics and shit all day. I had to keep going.
The football thing?
Huh?
Speaking of graphics, you know what? Sweat.
Mm-hmm.
You said what now?
What did I have?
No, I was letting you get to.
No, I'm just asking, was he doing the football team logo?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing another football team logo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a whole nother team. So, yeah. I had to do that shit, and then I had to change the motherfucker like 5 times. And I had to do
Are we able to get the jersey?
Nah, this is a whole new team.
I know that, but I'm talking about the first one. You got them?
Nah,
they got the 3X ready?
Yeah, they said that they was making them, but they being slow about this shit. That's what I told them. I needed a 3X. You know what I'm saying? Because, nigga, I can't. I ain't gonna be squeezing in no 2X. Motherfucker, see the whole body definition in that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga feel like that motherfucker. I can see that nigga half real. Like, oh, somebody with this 11111 shit.
It might be in a whole nother country.
No, that's somebody who don't. They number is blocked. So when the number is blocked, that motherfucker come up 111111111. It's all one. And the only reason why I know, because I'm looking at it too.
Right on. They ain't saying nothing about who they was or whatever. But it's out to you. I'll tell you what. It is Throwback Thursday. We're going to get to a couple of Throwback Jams. And come back in with my boy, King Scratch, Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV is in the house, and Miss Trulia Monroe. Y'all know
hey.
How we do, though. Yeah.
Hey, you know them ones, that means somebody listening and don't want to say nothing. You remember
well,
we used to get those?
They could mean somebody's calling outside of the country trying to get in. So that's why I took the line. Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of times those 111 calls are people that want to listen or there are people that are overseas trying to get in on the show. So,
I remember most of the time. Hey, remember them 111s was calling and them motherfuckers was arguing in the background and shit?
Well, that's why I pulled them in on the back. See, back then we was just pulling straight in. Now we go on the back end and check out who they is. So if I
that's
open up the line and ask you who you are, we are on a live show. We are doing a live show. This is True West Radio. King Scratch, Buddha Ali, Trulia Monroe. We're going to jump into some of this old school shit. You know what I'm saying? This is for all the players in the motherfucking house. Because I know I'm lying. Y'all all right, man?
I'm just a player, player. I'm just a player, player.
Got a four-leaf cover representing the bay. Oakland, Briscoe, Vallejo,
made better selling Tupperware.
And they bought
your business by doing it with the beans in the pot. Tell your baby daddy, tell your baby daddy to buy you a nail shop.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be the biggest tycoon.
The police pulled me over, then they laid me on the ground. Searched my car real good, I know you know what they found. I had a trunk full of that junk. X-rated lyrics, laced with the funk. No doubt, I was just about to flood the street. Big boxes full of chips with them dope fiends. These two white boy bookies, mad as hell. Black man, make the money, can't take him to jail.
So we started with nothing.
Makes you feel good, like when you now I'm a millionaire and can't get enough. 40, tell them how it is.
Jumped out way too far when I first started rapping all kind of suckers. That now I can fake you sell it with a check. Haters will laugh and say I rap too fast way back then. But now I'm catching all kind of 40, want to be imitated, start to sneak my little salary. And that's a compliment because I ain't tripping on it.
What about the money? What about the money?
I think it's enough video, 50 boots for all of them. Without a doubt, all we gotta be is about our paper.
Hey, yo, man, you remember that shit Easy did a while back? Motherfucker said it wasn't going to work.
What? That was crazy shit.
Yeah, the stupid shit, man.
Dope.
Hey, yo, Easy.
Suckers.
Hey, man, we should come off the piano for a minute, man, and bust this crazy shit.
Woke up quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I got to get drunk before the day begins. Before my mother starts bitching about my friends. About to go and damn near went blind. Young niggas at the pad throwing up gang signs. Ran in the house and grabbed my clip with the Mac-10 on the side of my hip. Bailed outside and pointed my weapon. Just as I thought, the fools kept stepping. Jumped in the foe, hit the juice on my ride. I got front and back and side to side. Then I let the Alpine play. Bumping new shit by NWA. It was gangster at the top of the list. Then I played my old shit, it went something like this. Cruising down the street in my 6'4". Jocking the bitches, slapping the hoes. Went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoops. A car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino rolling Kilo G. He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that GTA. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit.
Get the fuck out.
Donald B's in the place to give me the face. You say my man JD is on free base. The boy JD was a friend of mine till I caught him in my car trying to steal an Alpine. Taking up the streets to call a truce. The silly motherfucker pulls out a deuce. Little did he know I had a loaded 12 gauge. One sucker
dead, LA Times front page. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. And I wanna get ill, so I went to a spot where my homeboys chill. The fellas out there making that dollar, I pulled up in my 6'4" Impala. They greet me with a 40 and I start drinking. And from the 8-ball my breath starts stinking. Let me get my girl to rock that body. Before I left I hit the Bacardi. Went to a house to get her out of the past. Dumb hoe said something that made me mad. She said something that couldn't believe, so I grabbed a stupid bitch by a nappy ass weed. Started talking shit, wouldn't you know? Reached back like a pimp, slapped the hoe. My father jumped up and he started to shout, so I threw a right cross and knocked his old ass out. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. I'm rolling hard now under control, then wrapped the 6-4 around a telephone pole. I looked at my car and I said, oh brother, I throw it in the gutter and go buy another. Walking home and I see the G ride. Now Cat is driving, Kilo on the side. As they busted a U, they got pulled over, an undercover cop in a dark green Nova. Cat got beat for resisting arrest. He socked a pig in the head for ripping his guest. Now G is caught for doing the crime. Fourth offense on the boy, he'll do some time. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your cart. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. I went to get them out, but there was no bail. The fellas called the ride in the county jail. 2 days later in municipal court, Kilo G on trial, cold cut of foot. Instructing up a court, said the judge. On a 6-year sentence, my man didn't budge. Bailiff came over to turn him in. Kilo G looked up and gave a grin. Yelled out fire. Then came Susie. The bitch came in with a submachine Uzi. Police shot the bitch, but didn't hurt her. Both upstate for attempted murder. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. Yeah, I kicked a little ass, but that was a blast in the past, motherfucker. Busy up,
alone, keep calling my prime code. I got the line up, must even be the twat. Just plug. Your baby, that on lock. My team don't stop. Some of these calls is creeping. Running the ride, saying she pregnant with my baby. Won't end up in my lady, but I'm back in my city. For the year 2000, man, these boppers can't fade me. And lately, I've been knocking them out by the dozen. Her sister and her fine little cousin. All in the same week, man, these frogs are sweet. You better keep your condom on and leave these frogs in the street.
The triggers of my sweat so the players always show.
I got drip for sale. I got drip for sale. I got drip for sale. Big boy drip, can't find his mace. Four pockets sticking out, all of them praying. 20 strip around, we got all of them niggas. Got 20 around, you and all of them fake. Had a love from L.A. dropping on drip. 10 grand, all 100, called out a clip. And some Alexander McQueen hit a doggy style. All the drip I got on, got me soaking now. Versace on, I can still whip it. I can be somewhere cold, I can still drip it. Drip round my neck, got some meal tip. In a three-piece suit, you can still get it. Got 99 problems, but drip ain't one. You ain't gotta f*** with me, don't make me none. I'ma drip, drip down, I'ma drip, drip down. If you wanna buy drip, I can sell you some. I got drip for sale. 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 I got drip for sale.
Knocking those down, 10, 11 slabs in a single fine line. Closer, swerving, the rims is glistening. They gotta see the wood cause the top is missing. I sleep on dreams cause it's paper I'm chasing. My roots come from Texas, this pimpulation. The bar is tasting, the bins is spacing. I gotta show my clients so these haters can face me. Riding up the boulevard, crushing the sidewalk, showing my surround while I'm knocking the doors off.
Always show, you ain't got a trick, you know. Probably. Fuck it, never mind. Created in every way. Better than the artist you put your dollars in, so follow him and acknowledge the penmanship on my business. Niggas know what it is, click it on your head, it's out of my hands. Focus on supply and demand, wishing they could swatch this fly nigga out of the air. Illest for figures digits, getting it, this banana peel lane still slipping. Hat to the back and I'm west coast dipping. Ain't willing down the bottle prescription, cause we dream big, gifted and drink clear. Yeah, way beyond the contest, so you cats better watch it like a Timex. No comparison to beginner or veteran, but they say my words cut like editing. In the best shape I ever been, very bright light, call me Edison. Yeah. Yeah, ow, me and Pop just killin' sound. Yeah, yeah. Me and Pop just killin' sound.
Talk shit all the time, verbal ass whoopin'. If you got beef, we can cut it up and cook it. You wanna take flight reservations, then book it. Look it, the one shining light, I took it. Enough of that, who's that cat with the brittle face? Somebody who rolls with his family just in case. Any place, any time, people be rhyme for rhyme. Three strikes going crime for crime. Five-star general, West Coast icon. Niggas on my ball like it's something to ride on. Beat down, West up, in the cup going. Keeping up with fast, but fuck what they doing. True West, two hands, eight fingers showing. Throw them in the sky because that's where they going. If you not know my game, scratch ITV. West Coast, East Side, SC. Yeah.
Yeah, ow, me and Pop just killin' sound. Yeah, yeah. Me and Pop just killin' sound.
Make that lane. Dreams of living life like rappers do.
Like rappers do, like rappers.
Bump that new E40 after school.
Way after school, way after.
You know big ballin' with my homie. Earl Stevens had us thinking rational.
Thinking rational.
Back to reality, we poor, ya bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Another casualty at war, ya bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Two bullets in my Uncle Tony head.
My Tony head, my Tony.
He said one day I'll be on tour, ya bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
That Louis burgers never be the same.
Won't be the same, won't be.
Hey, Louis Belder never ease that pain.
Won't ease that pain, won't ease.
But I'ma purchase when that day is jerking.
That day is jerking.
Pull off at churches with Pirelli skirting.
Pirelli skirting.
Gang signs out the window, yeah, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Hoping all of them offend you, yeah, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
They say your hood is a pot of gold.
A pot of gold, a pot of
and
gold.
We go crash it when nobody's home.
Holly Berry or Holly Blue. Pick your poison, tell me what you do. Every corner
on Thanksgiving. My homeboy just domed a nigga. I just hope the Lord forgive him. Pots with cocaine residue. Every day I'm hustling. What else is a thug to do when you eat cheese from the government? Gotta provide for my daughter and them. Get the fuck up out my way, bitch. Got that drum and I got them bands just like a parade, bitch. Drop that work up in the bushes. Hope them boys don't see my stash. If they do, tell the truth. This the last time you might see my ass. From the gardens where the grass ain't cut, them serpents lurking blood. Bitches selling pussy, niggas selling drugs, but it's all good. Broken promises, still your watch and tell you what time it is. Take your J's and tell you to kick it where a falaka is. In the streets with a heater under my dungarees. Dreams of me getting shaded under a money tree.
Holly Berry or Holly Blue. Pick your poison, tell me what you do. Everybody go respect the shooter, but the one in front of the gun lives forever.
The one in front of the gun forever.
And I've been hustling all day, this the way, better way. You can build an alleyway, just to say, money trees is the perfect place to shade, and that's just how I feel.
Kenny, just bring my car back, man. I called in for another appointment. I figured you weren't going to be back here on time anyway. Look, shit.
Dangerous game, make you wanna put one in the chamber of pain, escape from the pain.
song by Trillium Monroe called Watch Me Work featuring Stacey G. Playing all over the world right now. Las Vegas, Florida, Connecticut, Ohio, Georgia, Mississippi, Louisiana, and more.
Step in and stay tight. Juicy as a piece and addictive as a bass pipe. Getting money in the late night. Making moves in the streets real smooth when it ain't right. Keep my eyes on the pace.
Trillium Monroe. Trillium Monroe. Streaming right now on all platforms. Working.
Yeah. True West Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ.
And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades. Specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. Spatitup.com. The world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can,
Bat it up.
The hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
In the club. All the hip-hop is right here.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
Yeah, we back in the building, man. It's your boy, DJ Headlove. With King Scratch, Trulia, and Buddha Ali. What do
you do? Gang signs out the window, you bitch. Nah, I'm just fucking with you. That's my shit. I love that damn song.
I know it's kind of awkward. They don't play that on DJ.
Yeah, that's my shit right there.
Yeah, man. What's going on, Troy?
Nothing, relaxing, and just listening to tracks, working on tracks, and saying no, thank you.
Oh, shit. I need to roll a blunt and don't feel like it. Shit.
Do like Snoop and hire you somebody.
Huh?
I said, do like Snoop and hire you somebody.
Shit. I ain't hire nobody for shit.
I wonder how much that person makes a year doing that.
I don't know. It's a good ass idea.
Right?
Yeah.
Motherfucker be like, nigga, roll me 20 blunt.
For real.
Motherfucker, when a nigga get down to 10, he say, roll 20 more. Okay.
Y'all heard about the bread, huh?
Uh-huh, what about it?
Yeah.
Her that woman she married had a baby, and they went to the sperm bank and said there wasn't no black donations in there, so they had to get a white baby.
Oh, shit.
Oh. Hey. He said the big thing looked like Jiminy Cricket. And they
So it wasn't true.
He said the black man that they was going to use looked like Jimmy.
Yeah, what the baby look like, shit.
Yeah, she's talking about the daddy, like the daddy. You know how you go to the sperm bank.
The sperm donor.
But most of the time, when they go, they don't really have, they don't have a, I don't know where they at, probably somewhere down south, but they don't have pictures of the motherfucker. They just let them know what kind of person he was. You know what I'm saying? That's what they do out here. They say, okay, well, he's a doctor and, you know, this, that, and other. But they don't be showing no pictures. Oh, this is what the daddy look like. They just tell you what his occupation is. And, you know, if we smart, hell, they don't want no sperm from a pretty serial killer and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, damn.
I think the brat actually got pregnant for real. I'm talking about manually. Adam and Eve style, and some didn't work out, so they went with And she, this is what I was just listening to another show, and she was on there saying that ain't that many black sperm donors. Men of color, a majority of them are all Caucasian, Aryan, sex.
Well,
yeah.
So most of them put their sperm in a sock or a tissue or something like that. Or a rag. That's where all that sperm is. Go dig out the trash can. Go and grab the rubber. Nah. But, shit, it don't matter. Shit. It's a white baby. It's a white baby.
No, I'm not saying it's not the color code. I'm just saying that this, they, you know, they would. She wasn't even, she said that's all that with their head.
Yeah, they probably seen, if they seen pictures, they probably seen motherfucking some old Ben Affleck looking motherfucker. Was like, oh hell yeah. They show, if they said it's the black dude look like Kermit the Frog. That's fucked up.
Who's that? Jiminy Cricket.
Oh, yeah. Jiminy Cricket.
They going after Boosie or something for what he made a remark about the thing they had the other night.
What did he say?
The clothes design gala. They were paying $50,000 a ticket, huh?
Oh, it's coming to Met Gala?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They said Boosie said something about the man or something. Now they have, now he'll want a man for saying what he said. I ain't heard it yet. I just seen the memes.
Oh, Lord.
Because the guy they were celebrating with the clothes designer is dead. I guess he made a remark about somebody had a dress with his picture on it. It was a long dress, and they were carrying it like a wedding gown with the man face on the back of the damn dress.
Oh, shit.
Had people dressing up like animals, all kind of stuff.
Yeah. What's her name? Donut, what's her name? Doja Cat made herself into a real kitty cat.
No, did you see Lil Nas X? He was in all silver.
Oh, that was Nas X? He looked like a metal man, like he was made out of platinum or something.
That was not it.
I thought that was Lil Uzi. That was.
That nigga so weird, man.
He made $1 million off that sound. That frequency. He used number the frequency.
That nigga, first he was, he didn't start acting weird until he let everybody know he was gay.
Yeah.
Then that nigga went
you
to.
You talking about Lil Uzi?
No, nah, Boots. I mean, Nas X.
Nas
X. Yeah. So he let everybody know he gay. Everything just went south.
Yeah, he came out too fast.
He came out before they legalized gay marriage.
I thought he was actually married to a woman had children. Wasn't he on a TV, a talk show on Maury?
He probably was. He probably was. Then fucked around. But he was undercover the whole damn time. Yeah.
But wasn't the Maury show before he blew up, though?
Huh?
Wasn't the Maury Povich show, he was on there before he blew up, wasn't he?
I don't know. I ain't never heard of the nigga until he did the goddamn horse song. After he, when he did the horse song, that's the first thing that, and then the first thing I was thinking is Nas was getting ready to go crazy.
Yeah.
The horse song. I just caught on what you were talking about. You talking about Country Road, whatever they call it.
Yeah.
The horse song. I said, what the hell, a horse song? I just caught on what you talking about.
That's why I laughed.
Yeah. Yeah, so
but
that's what that moment.
He did the same thing NBA Youngboy did. You know, when NBA Youngboy did, he came out with a rumor that he had herpes, but he really didn't.
Wow.
Once again, that motherfucker fucked around and made that horse song. Then all of a sudden, he come out as gay. Now he's just flipping the fuck out. He probably made enough money to survive for a while, but... Well, pretty much, all of the gays gonna buy his shit.
Yeah.
I remember this nigga Phil telling me long time ago, he said, Scrack, I know how we could be millionaires. I say, how? He said, we gotta make some gay songs. I said, well, you have at it, nigga.
Real talk.
Because eventually they gonna call a motherfucker to do a show. Unless we get some nilly vanilly motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, to go out there and lip sync and some shit like, I don't want no parts of it. I said, I'll make your tracks, nigga, you do it. Shit. Oh, Lord, that shit just turned my stomach thinking about that shit. I ain't got nothing against gays, but it's just, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how to put that shit in a nice way, especially on a radio station. It just ain't me.
Yeah. Well, y'all see they caught them people. They caught that man to kill them five people down there in Cleveland, Texas.
Okay,
he'd been on the run for about 72 hours.
I don't hear about that, dude.
Yeah, he killed, he went out in the yard, he was shooting his gun out in the yard, and the neighbors went and told the man, we don't do that over here, put that shit up, whatever, blase, blase. And, motherfucker went in the house, came back, walked, he said, he walking up in that yard, just started shooting.
Yeah, he killed the little kids and everything.
Really?
So that wasn't the first time he been. He been over here in the United States four times. They had to take him back.
What? Some of the places down that way, it's legal to shoot the goddamn gun in your yard or whatever.
Yeah, but you know, some of the middle class areas. And them, especially the middle class Hispanic area, they ain't on that. They going by white status. And they probably told him, you know, he from Honduras, he just been laying low. Probably had a little too much to drink and went out there and said, wop. I was, hey, what's going on? What's wrong? You can't shoot that man, we got people over, we got children. Okay. He went back up the house and got another gun. When ATF hit him up, they were coming out all kinds of rifles. Long rifles, short rifles, hunting rifles. Huh?
They killed him or he's still living?
They caught him. I don't let they kill him. Now, somebody just told me about 15, 20 minutes ago.
You know,
59 is right down the road from me, the highway. We about 2-3 hours from where he was doing the shit at. About 2 hours. I'm looking for the motherfucker in the store yesterday at Test Counter. I work in the Test Counter. So what's that motherfucker pop up in here on the run? I, for the tackle his ass and get that 1.2.
Well, you know out here, where my mom's live about 30 miles from here. And you can shoot guns out there. You know, they got these goddamn quail. You go quail hunting and all that shit. Motherfucking rabbits, all that shit.
Yeah, I mean, down there where he's at, Cleveland, that's the wood, but it's close to the city of Houston. But they were telling them, you know, they got children in the house and this and that. And, you know, everybody, you know, especially in that area. But I guess he was got on one, man, and killed that peace bell on those people, man. That was a bad situation. I'm glad they caught him. You know, a lot of people thought he went back to Mexico.
So was he warming himself? Because, you know.
Say that again.
Was he warming himself?
He's
just shooting
in
the air. You got a motherfucker be shooting in the air when they get fucked up. Once somebody know they got a goddamn ratchet. And that's what he was doing. They told him, hey, man, you put that motherfucker down. We got children in here, man. People around, anything can have a bullet can come down. Ain't got no name. You know how people get to preaching?
Mm-hmm.
Put the gun down and talk. And the motherfucker went in the house and got a bigger gun and came over their house and started shooting.
Well, shit, like I said, my mom's house, shit, if I ever got a new gun, I'm going out there and I go and bust that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? She got all these little hay targets and all that shit, but she on 16 and a half acres. Right? It ain't nobody back there. That motherfucker bullet go through that hay. It ain't going no damn where. I get a gun, I go out there and start shooting. Like a motherfucker. Yeah. I ain't got to worry about the police coming or nothing. I start busting around this motherfucker. Police coming.
Right on.
Oh, yeah, she
must be out in the country.
Huh?
She out in the country?
No, she in the desert. Motherfucker be thinking where I live is the desert. Nigga, that where she live is the desert, nigga. That's like when the summertime hit, that shit go up to 122.
Mm-hmm.
Like damn near every day.
Yeah.
Fuck that. She's like, you don't ever come out here. I'm not talking about that hot motherfucker in no summertime. I'm barely surviving around this motherfucker. You know what I mean? Shit.
Yeah.
Man, we only got 5 minutes left. Five minutes left. It ain't no jump. Mm-hmm.
Hell, say you got something cooking up in the lab.
Yeah. Got my temperatures all set wrong, man.
Mm-hmm.
I got to regroup, start it over again.
It's cold as shit out here right now.
Really?
I can't understand that shit. Yeah, man. It was snowing. It was snowing in places where it ain't supposed to be snowing. It wasn't snowing out here. It rained a little bit, but... Nigga, this is the fucking springtime. All that snow shit supposed to be gone.
Hey, yeah. It's still snowing down out that way?
Hell yeah, certain places.
Crazy. Yeah. Ain't no way.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit is crazy. I can't understand it. Yeah. But it's cold like a motherfucker. I had to go and take the goddamn dogs in the house. It was so damn cold.
Dang!
This shit good.
We down here swatting mosquitoes.
Yes. I don't want to fuck with them either. Them little motherfuckers you can't see, but will fuck you up.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Y'all can keep that shit too. I mean, hell, they out here, but we call them helicopters because them motherfuckers be big enough for you to see.
Yeah.
Them little motherfuckers out there, boy. Them motherfuckers seem like they're gangbang on you. About 4 or 5 of them are laying on your ass at one time trying to get that goddamn plasma from you. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Well, it's cold. I don't know. Like I say, the earth done shit. Some fucked up shit going on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Where the hell we at? 2 minutes.
Yeah, I think I'm going to Buddha, email me something. Give me an email.
I was going to say email me something.
You hear me, Buddha?
Say that.
Email me something.
What is your email?
Headlove22@gmail.com.
Your email must be mentioned.
Yeah. From the Scratch Homeboys and got me.
Who?
You know, you with them decoders. Them decoders, them people that be stealing, those people you don't fuck with, the ones that be stealing the passwords and shit, trying to get into your motherfucking social media and all that.
That ain't me.
Nah,
you know you
I know it ain't you. Huh?
You know you can look on that your email and see what's all attached to your email, right?
Yeah.
See what alcohol is attached.
Nah, yeah. Motherfuckers be seeing shit talking about, you just won $20 million.
That bitch, that tell me that.
Click on that bitch.
Hell yeah.
And I be what fucks it up.
And that's what got me.
Yeah, you can't do that, nigga. All you got to do is look and see what the email address is.
Yeah.
That motherfucker send you some fucked up shit, and you look at the email address, and that motherfucker be like, XYZXY.
Yeah.
ZZXY.com. You know, that shit's fucked up.
Well,
mm-hmm.
You know what? Tomorrow night, freestyle, we going to bring back Freestyle Friday. We're going to do some freestyling tomorrow night for the hell of it. We got 30 seconds left. Thank y'all for tuning in to True West Radio. It's your boy DJ Headlove, Trillia Monroe, Buddha Ali, and King Scratch. We really appreciate you in the world. Y'all do what you do. Say what you say.
And we are out
of this. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. True West Radio, man. Honestly, man.
I had a sound last time.